Hey there, this is Molly Patrick, and this is episode 58 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. So I'm going to tell you a quick little story about a rainbow. I call it the little rainbow that could. Actually, I just made that up. I didn't originally have a title for it, but that seemed fitting. So I have this big window that faces the east, and I've hung a crystal in this window, and the crystal is cut. I forget the name. When the crystal is cut or a bead is cut, I forget the name of that, what that's called. But it's cut, so it has lots of different edges. And when the sun hits the window and when the sun hits the crystal projects all these fabulous rainbows all over the room. And I can kind of spin the crystal and then the rainbows will spin. And I just love it. My mom had a lot of these in the house that I grew up in. And I have very fond memories of being a little kid in my parents' house and watching rainbows kind of go all around the room. So it's a very happy thing. And I've always been drawn to crystals. And I like to put crystals up in my house. So I have this crystal and it, you know, the sun changes, you know, during the year. And so sometimes, because we're not right on the equator, like Hawaii is, I think we're like 18 degrees. That could be wrong. But because we're not right on the equator, we do have changing times of the sun rising and the sun setting. And so depending on what time of year it is, I have to kind of move my crystal a little over to the left or to the right for the sun to hit it in a way that it produces these rainbows. And I have on this window also, I have a sheer curtain. And it's like this blue sheer curtain. And so I went downstairs the other morning and I looked on the curtain was closed, and I saw these very faded rainbows that were like just right on the curtain, right? These very, very, very faint rainbows. You could barely see them, but I could tell that they were there. And I opened the curtains, and of course, as soon as I opened the curtains, the rainbows just popped out. And now the rainbows were all over my room and my walls and like all over the couch. And they were just being, you know, cast from this crystal, like all over the room in these very bright, bright colors and spinning and darting from place to place. And I just sat there and watched them. Because I just love them. But when I was looking at the really, you know, the rainbows that were on the curtain, and they were really faded, and I could kind of see that they were there. Like, I just got this sense that this is going to sound really cheesy, but if you know anything about me, you know that I don't care about that. I had the sense that, like, the rainbows wanted to come out. Like, they wanted to come out, right? And they were really, like, rainbows are meant to be displayed. They were really, you know, they were there. They could only do what they could do in that moment. But once I peeled the curtains back, then these rainbows became their full potential. And I was like, oh, that reminds me of this thought that I have often with people who have a fairly unhealthy lifestyle and unhealthy diet. Because the thing is, when you change your lifestyle, when you change how you eat, when you change how much you sleep, when you change how much water you drink, when you change how you move your body, and you go from eating a lot of like animal-based foods and processed foods and fast foods, not moving your body too much, and being fairly like, you know, drinking lots of soda or alcohol or whatever it is, right? Let's just say. And then you start to kind of switch that for a really healthy whole food plant-based diet, and you drink lots of water and you get lots of good sleep and you move your body and you're eating all these plants. Like, to me, because I've seen so many people go through this transition, It's like before they start doing this, they're like the rainbows in with the curtain kind of covering the potential, right? So the potential is always there. These rainbows just need circumstances to change in order for them to just go crazy and shine to their fullest potential. And isn't that so true? Like, we all have this beautiful potential to live our lives with care and, you know, nourishing ourselves and caring for ourselves and really being mindful of what we put in our body and what we're doing with our body. We all have that potential to have our body work as healthfully as it can for us, right? We're not all starting from the same place, for sure, but we all have the capacity to work with our body, with what we're, you know, choosing to consume, to how we're moving our body, all of this, you know, what kind of media we're watching, what we're listening to, what we're drinking, what we're eating, what we're doing with our time. Like, we all have the potential to be at our potential, just like those rainbows, right? It's like, yeah, if I didn't know that opening that curtain would make those rainbows shine really bright, I might have just left it there. I mean, in theory, right? I would have probably opened my window, my curtains, because it was morning and it was, you know, time to start the day. But let's say I didn't know that and I just saw the rainbows, the really faded, really like kind of faint rainbows on that curtain. I might have thought, oh, that's really awesome. Look at that. That's really pretty. If I didn't know to open those curtains and what I would see was like this amazing dance of colors all over my room, then I would have missed it. I wouldn't have known, right? So we all have that potential to be the healthiest that we can be. And that's going to look different for every single person, but that doesn't mean the potential isn't there for every single person. And what I've seen in this work that I've done for so long is that when you make the switch to eating whole plant foods, right, to making green smoothies and to getting out the animal-based foods and the processed foods from your life and moving your body and being mindful and drinking lots of water and, you know, avoiding alcohol and, or maybe even avoiding coffee and just really being mindful of this, like, vessel that we all live in, it doesn't take that long for these changes to happen, right? You think about, okay, that rain, I know the body is not a crystal. I know that. This is an analogy. I get it. I haven't gone totally off my rocker. I am not stoned right now. I thought maybe I should say that before I go any further. So it's like, I, you know, when that, those rainbows were there, they're faded, they're on the curtain. And as soon as I opened the curtain, boom, they were all there, right? It might not happen in an instant, right? When we make the changes to having a healthy lifestyle, but it doesn't take all that long. I mean, when people go from eating a standard American diet to eating a whole food plant-based diet, they start feeling the effects of it in like days, literally days. And within a week, they're feeling so much different. And then 2 weeks and 3 weeks and 4 weeks, and it just keeps getting better and better. And so my whole point to this is, like, we're all so close. If we're not living our life to the most healthy potential possible, it's so accessible to us. Like, if I think of somebody who's having a pretty unhealthy lifestyle and they're really kind of suffering from the effects of that, it makes me really motivated to keep doing what I'm doing, knowing that within 3 weeks, their whole life could be on a whole different trajectory. You know, I mean, this isn't a miracle by any means, But this is giving your body the best chance of working as well as it can. And the changes don't take years. They don't even take months. I mean, we're talking the body goes into cleaning out the gunk and doing everything that it needs to do within like hours even and days of changing how you eat. It's incredible. Like the body is this incredible, incredible thing that is so intelligent, and it the body knows what to do and the body wants to work. We just have to get out of its way and give it the fuel that it needs to work the best that it possibly can. And so this is your reminder. And you know, if you know anybody who is just struggling right now, send them this episode and just let them know, like, they are so close to having a whole different experience. Like 3 weeks, right? They're like 3 weeks away or even a week away from having a totally different experience in their body. And no, everything might not be totally, you know, perfect after 3 weeks, but at least after 3 weeks, there'll be enough of a difference to feel that, generally speaking, what happens is that most people want to keep going because of how good they're feeling after just a few weeks. And they're like, hey, why would I go back? This feels amazing. And it becomes kind of part of their life. And so when I think about it in that sense, when I think about it and like, oh, like, you know, there are so many people out there who are 3 weeks away from having a totally different experience. And every single one of us has the potential to be at our healthiest, at the health, like whatever that means for us, whatever's going on with our body, right? Like my potential is going to look different from somebody else's potential. And that's okay. That's not a reason to not make healthy choices and to create a lifestyle that is really supportive, because we're all going to get what we need and what our body can do. But if we aren't doing that, like if we are eating a lot of fast food and processed food and animal-based food and we're really sedentary, like we aren't giving our body a chance to work for us. And I don't know, like I just want to give my body the best chance it has. I'm not going to live forever. I don't know what kind of health issues I might have in the future. I definitely don't think that I'm exempt from that because of my lifestyle. For sure. There's no way. Like, I know of people, and I have known people personally that have been very healthy. And then, you know, really serious health things have happened. And, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't, it's not like this free pass to think that we're mortal. We're mortals, right? It's not a free pass to think that we're immortal by any means, but it's really working with the potential of your body. That's what it is. And for me, no, I'm not going to live forever. I don't know what health hurdles will happen in the future. I'm not really too concerned about that right now, because what we have is right now anyway. But I am going to do everything I can to take care of my body, to take care of my mind right now, so that I feel good now and I have the best chance of feeling good later as well. So much of this is about prevention. You know, our medical system is not set up to prevent shit. It is very much a system that treats things when something goes wrong, or once the body is no longer working in the way that it was designed to work. So it's a treatment, at least in the US, it's, you know, a treatment-based medical system as opposed to a preventative-based medical system. And no, you can't prevent everything. And I don't think that this is some, like, you know, magical crystal thinking, which maybe with the lead into this episode, that could be confusing. But I definitely don't think that I'm going to just vibrate high enough to, you know, not get sick ever again. That's no. But I can say that I am doing everything I can to have a kick-ass immune system, so that when I do get sick, it doesn't last for very long. When it's like a cold or flu type of thing. So, anyways, that was sort of what I was thinking about when I when I saw those faded rainbows and I opened up that curtain and saw the beautiful bright colored rainbows dancing all around the room, I thought, oh, everybody has potential to like live their very best life. I know that that is overused and kind of cliche, but it's so true. Like, we all have this potential to live our best life, and we're not very far from it. It is like within reach, right? It is doable. It is there. It's not something that takes years and that is like insanely hard. It's not. There are things that you can do that are so accessible to make changes. So one thing, and I guess this kind of leads into the next thing, which is I am in January leading a reset. So it's called the Plant Fueled Reset. And our kickoff call is January 7th and it runs until February 4th. And so this is, you know, almost a full month of resetting the body, basically. We're going to go through this process. There's going to be some detoxing from processed food and overly processed sugar. There's going to be a lot of getting in tune with the body and getting to the point where you can trust the hunger signals that your body is giving you. It's going to be a lot of like learning how to like not overeat, but just like sustainably and in a way that feels good and is healthy. And also not undereat, right? To really kind of balance out the hunger scale. And just feel really, really damn good at the end of the month so that you have this sort of kickstart for the rest of the year and potentially for the rest of your life. I mean, one reason why I'm doing the reset in the way that I'm doing it, it's not going to be like a crazy juice fast for the whole month or not eating or intermittent fasting. This is about eating. This is about nourishing your body, feeding your body, tuning in with your body, and really just adjusting things and resetting things and kind of calibrating or recalibrating. So I didn't want to be super, super like strict with it to the point that people didn't want to follow it or didn't feel like it was realistic to follow. I also didn't want to make it so hard that people didn't feel like they could continue after the reset was over, because that's something I see often is resets that are so challenging and so intense that they aren't designed for regular life. So I wanted to design a reset that was really meant for regular life. It doesn't matter if the reset is going or not. This is something that people can follow fairly easily. And I wanted to do this for several reasons. I mean, one is I would love people to experience how it feels to fuel their body with whole plant foods for an entire month and to, you know, get rid of the processed foods out of their system. I would love for people to experience like shutting the craving switch off. The wildest thing happens when you do this reset, and I've run many resets. This is different than all the ones that I ran. However, this part's going to stay the same. You're going to no longer crave junk food and crave sugar and crave hyperpalatable processed foods. And for people who have never done this, it might sound super strange. Like, I can't imagine not craving this stuff. And it is the wildest thing that happens when you go through this process. And it really is like this light switch that just shuts right off and you don't have cravings anymore. So experiencing that is really, really powerful, because when you're not craving that food, you're not going to eat that food because you're not even thinking about it. It's not on your radar. So you just go about your day, and it's wild to experience that. I also wanted to create this because life, as I talk about a lot, you guys know this, I talk about this a lot, that life is fucking hard sometimes. And that is something that we cannot have a free pass from. Life is hard for all of us, and you know, things happen that have a tendency to kind of knock us down a little bit. And I see so many people struggle with this, that when like their life is going along and it's all going pretty much as they want it, and there's no, you know, nothing happens out of the ordinary very much. But as soon as something does happen, which, spoiler alert, it will happen because this is life, they get totally knocked off their game. They stop feeling themselves. They stop caring for themselves. They kind of turn to convenience foods. They turn to buffering. They turn to distraction. They turn to what's like really convenient. And I'm not knocking that. That is something, you know, sometimes when we go through hard shit, it's like we do the best we can just to get through the day. I totally get that. And that is completely valid. However, when you go through hard shit, you don't have to totally like become unhinged and go off the rails. If you have kind of a solid, healthy base of these healthy habits that you do every day, they become ingrained in you, and you can hang on to that and keep some integrity around your self-care and your well-being and your precious self without, you know, completely abandoning the things that are important to you. So I think by creating this base of really healthy habits, that can carry you through those really shit times. And like, I'm not talking about perfection here. Nobody is perfect. I am far from perfect. But at least you'll have enough of a base that you don't stray too far away, right? Like you're there. It's kind of helping tether you a little bit. It's familiar. It's almost a comfort to have these things that you do every day, because those are the things that help you get through really hard times without feeling like you're spinning out of control. So that's kind of another reason why that is the reason why I wanted to do this as well, in the way that I'm doing it. So here's the deal. The kickoff call is January 7th. On January, I think it's 3rd. It might be 4th, but I think it's the 3rd. We're going to email everybody who signs up the welcome material. Kickoff call is January 7th, and then we're going to start following 6 guidelines on the 9th, that Monday, and we're going to follow those guidelines all the way until the 14th. No, sorry, the 4th of February. Oh my God, you guys. Okay, so from the 9th to the 4th, January 9th to 4th, we're going to be setting this, following those guidelines. And then there's going to be a ton of videos and downloads and audios, and I'm going to be coaching y'all every single week to help give you support and to help you see some limiting beliefs and to do some thought work and to see kind of, you know, is this part challenging for you? And if so, why? Let's talk about it. Let's look at it. Like, let's see if it can be a little bit like not as challenging, right? So I'm here to coach you. And it's just going to be an amazing month, and I'm really excited about it. So right now we have an early bird special going on that's going to continue until the 28th of November. So if you sign up now until anytime from now until November 28th, you can sign up for this reset for $199. And if you wait to sign up until after, then the price goes up to $299. So, but the registration will still be open until closer to the time that the reset starts. But to get that kind of early bird special deal, you got to sign up by November 28th. So I'm going to put a link to that reset in the show notes. If you are feeling like you need a little bit of if you want to sparkle, if you want to shine like that beautiful crystal, if you want to kind of see what your potential is and see how you feel when you are eating whole plant foods, right? When you are really caring for yourself and showing up in a way that is, it's almost like you're cherishing yourself. You're going to be doing, you know, a lot of things that are really supporting your core and your well-being. And by the end of the month, you are going to feel so good and so grounded and so solid and have so much energy it will be the process of like pulling back that curtain. Like, okay, maybe the rainbow is a little bit faded, but let's pull back that curtain and see what happens, right? That was a really good analogy I came up with, I think. It's like full circle here. But anyways, I would love to have you in the reset. I'm super excited about it. And I'm going to be following along with you all. Because while I do most of this anyways, most of the time, there has certainly been some things that have been kind of making an appearance more than usual. And I'm talking about potato chips. I want a potato kick. That's what I wanted. And next month I'm going to Malaysia for an entire month. So, and when I go to Malaysia, I eat, oh my God, I eat. I say vegan, but I eat a lot. And then January, and then January is here, and then we can reset together and do this. So I would love for you to join me. Go to the show notes of this, or you can go to plantfueledreset.com and you can sign up there, or just go to the show notes and the link will be there for you to sign up. Okay, I hope you have an incredible rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.